All right, my friends, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, setting those beautiful, powerful boundaries that are essential for a happier, healthier you. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like people are draining you faster than a good Netflix binge? You know that feeling when you say yes just to please someone else and end up resenting it later? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. We're diving deep into the world of boundaries today, what they are, why they matter, and how to build those bad boys with confidence. We'll be exploring practical strategies, real-life examples, and even a dash of psychology to help you create a life where no is just as powerful as yes. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit or suddenly turning into the grumpster. It's about cultivating healthy relationships with yourself and others. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to level up your mental game. Here are 5 key takeaways you need to know. First off, boundaries aren't selfish, they're self-care. Think of them like the invisible fences around your emotional well-being, protecting your energy, and ensuring you have space to recharge. It's like having your own personal do not disturb sign for the world. Remember, saying yes to everything leaves no room for you. Time, which is crucial for feeling fulfilled and balanced. Number 2. Boundaries are about clarity and communication. When you clearly communicate your needs and expectations, there's less room for misunderstandings and resentment. It's like having a roadmap for relationships. Everyone knows where they stand and what to expect. Imagine that first date going smoother because both of you laid out those initial boundaries, no pressure, just honest vibes. Thirdly, it's okay to say no. Seriously, people, this is a superpower we all possess, but often forget about. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a protector of your own well-being. Think of it like declining that extra slice of cake when you're already feeling full. It's about respecting your limits and making choices that align with your goals. Now, here's where things get real. Setting boundaries can be tough, especially with people who are used to pushing them. But remember, practice makes progress. Start small by saying no to something that doesn't serve you, maybe skipping that extra meeting or declining a social invite when you need some solo time. And lastly, remember to celebrate your wins. Every time you stand up for yourself and communicate your needs, it's a victory. Give yourself credit for taking those steps towards a healthier, happier you. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a super organized and ambitious woman who always puts others first. She constantly juggles work, family, and social commitments, leaving little time for herself. One day, her friend asks her to help with a huge project that requires weeks of dedication. Something Sarah simply can't commit to without sacrificing her own well-being. Instead of saying yes out of guilt or obligation, Sarah takes a deep breath and says, "I really appreciate you asking, but I'm already stretched thin and need to prioritize my own commitments right now." This might seem like a small act, but it's a huge step for Sarah. She's finally setting a boundary and honoring her own needs. So, remember, friends, building healthy boundaries isn't about being rude or shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about saying yes to the things that truly matter and no to everything else. Think about this. By setting clear boundaries, you create a ripple effect of positive change. You become more confident, less stressed, and more present in your relationships. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed? Make them your mantra. Cultivate self-care. Communicate clearly. Embrace the power of no. Practice consistently and celebrate your victories. I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know how these strategies are working for you. And most importantly, keep spreading that positivity, one healthy boundary at a time. Until next time, keep shining!
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.